Take a moment and find a nice resting position. Make yourself comfortable and start relaxing all of your muscles. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Let your mind listen to my words. And as you listen to my words, feel a cool energy wash over your toes. A smooth, calming energy that moves up your body. Starting with your feet and working up your legs. Letting it begin to flow over your arms and torso. This nice feeling that is just so very, very calming. Your mind growing softer, your body less tense. Focus on your breathing, letting your breath out, drawing slowly in and slowly out, letting that soft energy relax all your tension. Let yourself imagine a dark hole, looking deeper and deeper into the darkness, still letting that energy relax all your muscles, breathing out, breathing in slow, and slowly out. Looking into those shifting shadows and falling deeper and deeper into the darkness. Your mind focused on only two things. Letting breath out, breathing in, and breathing out. Thinking of nothing but that safe, dark place. Letting your entire body relax as you just let go. Letting yourself drop into the darkness. Letting this trance pull you in. With every breath in, you let your trance go deeper. There is always another level of deeper. You can always imagine a nice, calm, and deep trance state. Trancing is so relaxing. It makes you feel so at ease. Drifting in nothingness, feeling at ease, not thinking of anything in particular, just letting your mind wander. And every time it wanders, you fall deeper into trance. Every time you fall deeper into trance, you relax more. And every time you relax, your mind wanders. Breathing out now, and then breathing in and out. Safe, relaxed. Your heartbeat slowing, your mind starting to think of only darkness, your body falling deeper into trance, ready to absorb all the information I am giving you. You are calm, tranquil. Just listening to the sound of my voice, completely calm, completely in trance. I want you to imagine energy washing back down your body, relaxing every single one of your muscles, one at a time, as it washes over you, taking all of your tension. And just letting it slip away. And as the energy goes through you, I want you to imagine a little gearbox in your mind, seamlessly switching over to any gear you desire, and any changes that happen from here on out will be affecting this gear rather than you. It's like an augmentation, if you will. One that doesn't replace you, but allows you to become another for a short period of time. And with these feelings, I want you to imagine yourself drifting. And with a drop, now in a nice, calm, completely deep trance state. Now, with each breath, we are going to bring you deeper down into trance. With each breath, you will find yourself fading out, almost as if you were asleep. But you will not fall asleep. Your subconscious mind will be awake and alert, and your conscious mind will fade out, inactive and asleep. Each breath will bring you into a head world, a mindscape, where you will learn about yourself. Now breathing in, breathe with me. Breathe out. Five. Breathing in, holding, and breathing back out. Breathing in, holding, and breathing back out. Four. Breathing in, holding, exhaling. A deep breath in, and a slow exhale. Breathing in, and breathing back out. Three. Breathing in deep, and breathing back out. A deep breath in, holding, and breathing back out. Two. Breathing in, and breathing back out. Breathe in, falling down, and back out. Taking a deep breath in, awaking in your own little world as you breathe out. Taking a deep breath in, one, and letting it out. Deep down in trance now. Ready for instructions you can accept. Now, feel your skin. Think of the hairs that cover you. Let every inch of your skin grow chilled, relaxed, as you feel those hairs multiply, sweeping over your form, letting them cover you. This is your fur. Your fur lays softly against your form as it spreads, forming a luscious coat of whatever color you desire. You are now protected by your new, warm fur coat, one that is all your own. It is yours to bathe or swim with, yours on warm days or against cold weather. Your soft skin is now encompassed by this soft, gentle fur. It offers you protection from the sun and the wind. The silky, soft hairs give you a slick appearance when a gust of wind catches you. When there is no wind, it drapes over you like a permanent blanket. Now let your mind shift to the hair on top of your head. You can feel it growing, becoming as rough or soft as you desire. Let the hair drape as it needs to, forming into a mane, your pony mane. It runs from the top of your forehead, down your neck, taking the form that you desire. And as your mane takes shape, your focus begins to shift to its style. This is your mane, and sometimes you may change it, but only if you desire to. The mane is an extension of you. What you decide you want. Feel this hair, your pony mane, and all of its features accenting your head. Next, you can think down to the base of your spine, right at the tailbone, where a tail should be. Feel that natural ponytail, a small nub that grows right at the end of your spine, gently pushing itself outward. The small tail is powerful and strong, full of muscles right below the skin. From the small nub, you can imagine hairs, just like on your mane, drifting out of it. Your tail can take whatever style you want, whatever feels natural to you. Your mind already knows how to move this tail, wagging it from side to side when you are happy, drooping a little when you're sad or tired. Enjoy this tail, letting it phase through your clothing or any objects that may be in its way. You can let your tail work in whatever way makes sense to you, because it is your tail. It is your companion, going with you everywhere you go. Move your mind to your arms, starting from the shoulders and flowing down. Pliable bones and muscles stretching and shifting to take on their true self. Arms lengthening, reshaping into pony forelegs. A hard, smooth surface like your fingernails covers the bottom of your pony forelegs. These are your pony forehooves, strong and smooth. The fine dexterity of your fingers transforms into magical impulses, a passive style of magic that operates objects with ease. You have strong, sensitive forehooves, equally capable of a gentle touch or a gallop across concrete. And with that, shift your focus to your hind hooves. Feel as your new muscles extend down, rounding out your bony flank, guiding down to your knees. Ligaments and muscles stretching further down, making equine calves. Feel the tendons extend down to the base of your legs. Each bottoms out with a single thick hoof. The hoof is made of smooth, hard chitin that protects the base of your hind legs. Your powerful bones form legs full of energy for prancing and jumping. Feel energy travel up from your hooves, up your legs, and through your thighs and into your flanks. Take pride in your pony hooves. Now shift your focus to your forehead. right at the very top, and focus all your attentions and all your desires. There is power in you, and you've always been aware of it, but you need a way to channel it. And here, at the top of your forehead, you can. The energy in your blood, the power in your mind. Let it all gather and pool. Feel this power in you stretching out, forming into a bone. This bone is a singular horn, pointed upwards and at an angle towards the sky. Now focus in on your horn. It can take any color that feels natural to you. Let it assume any length that feels normal to you. It is an embodiment of your power, of your very mind. It is a tool, but it is your tool. A groove circles down from the tip to the base of your head, looping around and giving your horn a cute spiraled appearance. Your quaint horn budding with the power of your mind. Now feel a strength growing and filling you with warmth. It gathers below your shoulder blades. Feel this strength stretch itself and manifest as new bones. Strong, but hollow bones. One bone under each shoulder blade stretches out, pushing aside anything in its way. These are the start of your Pegasus wings. They are strong, with primary feathers stretching out over the secondary feathers. From your back, feel one bone go down to meet another, forming the elbow joint of your wings. The feathers covering your wings take on any color that feels natural to you. You may feel these bones and feathers flex when you feel emotions, stretching out when you are happy, or binding to your sides when you are relaxed, or drooping when you are sad. These Pegasus wings, your wings, are strong, full of muscles and nerves, allowing you to gracefully control every part of your swift wings. Your wings are alive, just like you. Their dexterity lets you hold things and allows you to maneuver through the air. Your wings are an extension of your very being. Whatever they can do, you can do. Because after all, they are your wings. Your beautiful, powerful wings. Your beautiful, powerful wings are your lifelong companions. Everywhere you go together. Everything you do together. Sometimes they are a warm blanket, letting you sleep. Sometimes they are a grand display, but they're always you. You can spread them out, stretching them like you would the muscles of any limb. They're yours to control. They fold up on your back, comfortably laying against you, when not in use, because they are a part of you, and just like you, they can be tired and sleepy. Relax, enjoy your wings, but do not use them to fly. As strong as your wings are, you still need flying lessons. You'd only hurt yourself right now. But even if you cannot use them to fly, they are yours forever. Your mind can shift up to your neck now. Feel as its length grows a bit more. Long and strong muscles fill out as your spine gets a little longer. You trace up to the jaw, where it extends from the base to your chin, resting at the edge of your pony muzzle. Sitting right above is your mouth and your nostrils, naturally filling out that pony muzzle. A soft muzzle, you know, has already been there. Following along the bridge of your face, and on either side are two large pony eyes. You can feel them and allow your eyes to change to their normal colors. Large, eyelashed eyes, full of emotion and expression. They trace from the tip of your face, from the bridge, up to the base of your forehead. And now, you can let your mind drift to the top of your head, right at the top of your cheek. Let your body feel its natural pony ears extend upwards, forming cupped shapes. The thin skin of your ears is covered with whatever fur that naturally matches your coat. Silky fur covers the outside, and soft, fluffy fur covers the inside. Your pony ears are a part of you, and just like you, they react to the real world. When you are alert, they will stand up straight, taking in all the sounds of the world. When you are sad or distressed, they will lay backwards. Your pony ears may twitch or move around in different ways, but you can still use them to reflect your emotions. Let them sit there, an important part of your head, letting you hear and express yourself. And now, it is time for you to wake up, little pony. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I do, you're going to find yourself being brought up and back into reality. 10, 9, letting all these things, 8, stay in this gear, 7, on the gearbox, 6, 5, 4, revert to normal. 3, 2, and 1. Awake and ready to continue your day. This file is made by Perpetuality Hypnosis. It features aspects of Cavidun's gearbox and is meant to be used with other gearbox files. For more information, please check out the MP3's comments for a link to our Discord, or you can check the YouTube description for the same information. If you'd like to support us for additional hypnosis, please consider supporting us on Patreon, which you can also find in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the file.